I'm shocked Epic Games still hasn't started to support workshop maps. So since I get so many questions from free-to-play players asking about rings or other custom maps, I thought today I'd walk you through the step-by-step on the easiest way to get workshop maps, whether you're on Steam or Epic. Now, I know a lot of tutorials out there overcomplicate this stuff, and they take forever to get it done, but I don't want to waste your time. I'm telling you right now, we can get you workshop maps in less than 5 minutes. And the method I'm going to show takes no technical knowledge whatsoever. All I need you to do is follow my steps. But without any further wait, let's walk through the step-by-step of how to get workshop maps in Rocket League. All right, guys, to get straight to the point, to get workshop maps, we need three important links, and I'll have them all clumped together in the description down below. But okay, going in order, the first link you need to open up is the Steam Workshop page. Now, if you're on Epic Games, just open it up and save this tab because we're gonna come back later. But if you're on Steam, this is actually all you need to do to get workshop maps. If you're on Steam, literally all you have to do is open the Steam client, head over to the community tab, search up the Rocket League workshop, and literally just pick whichever map you want. Once you click download, it will appear in your game client and you can play it. But like I said earlier, this tutorial is mainly for Epic Games. And if you're on Epic, we're gonna follow the same process, but we have to do a few steps in between to make sure the maps still work. So if you're on Epic, the second link you're going to need is Lethemir's custom map loader. Now, this is normally used to load just Leth's maps, but luckily I've found that it can also automate using workshop maps, and it does this way better than you ever could manually with having to replace map files like a lot of other tutorials will tell you to do, which is a total waste of time on your end. So since I don't want to waste your time, instead, what I want you to do is go ahead and pull up Lethemir's site and hit download on his custom map loader, which should be the first link that comes up in step one at the top of the page. Sit there for a second, let it download, and then when it's done, click on it to launch the application. And just as a little warning, if it takes a second to boot up and it says it's blocked, you want to make sure that you give the program permission to run. So just like it says on the screen here, hit more info and then click run anyway to make sure your computer checks off on the application and lets it run. But once you've made it to this point, the way you can tell everything is working is if you see this little ball spinning, which basically just means the program is loading. So while it's doing this, I need for you to listen up because there are two steps we need to follow once the program finishes loading up. And this is because the custom map loader is going to automate everything for us, but the two things we need to tell the program in order for it to run properly is we need to tell it one, where to look on our computer to find the workshop maps, and then number two, we need to tell it where we saved Rocket League. So let's do that first step first. Normally, what will come up here once you finish launching the custom map loader is a pop-up that tells you to designate the storage folder for the map files. And so what I recommend you do is just go over here to your desktop and create a folder called map files. That's the easiest way, and then you can select this folder as the place for custom map loader to look, and the place that we're gonna download all the map files later on. Once you get that down, step two is we have to tell the client where Rocket League is stored. So if you're on Epic Games, everything should be the exact same pathing as me here. So just pay attention to the folder pathing that I follow. But to make sure you do this right, first you wanna go to this PC, then navigate to your C drive, then double click program files, double click Epic Games, and single click Rocket League to indicate this is the proper folder to the custom map loader. Once you do this, your custom map loader is fully set and ready to go. All we have to do is download the actual maps that we want to play. And once again, there are two ways to do this, so I want to walk you through both ways. Now, the first way is the quicker way, because if you're downloading a map like Ice Rings or Lava Rings, and the map is made directly by Lethemir, then you can integrate it into his custom map loader a little bit quicker. So if the map you want to play is made by Lethemir, like his lava rings or his ice rings, then you can do this quicker by just going through his site, downloading the files from his library, and then you can extract all these files straight to that map files folder we made just a second ago. From here, head over to the custom map launcher, hit load on Lava Rings, and just like that, you'll be able to play the map in Rocket League. All you have to do is go to play, training, and then open up the specific map called Underpass in your Epic Games version of Rocket League. Once again, this is literally all you need to do, but it's super important here that you click load and launch that specific map called Underpass, because this is where the custom map loader automatically throws whatever workshop map you just loaded into. You see, if you don't load Underpass, you won't get a custom map. Instead, you'll just get sent to whatever standard stadium you set. So make sure you're opening up Underpass, and any map from Leth's library is that easy to play. So that's all great, right? It's pretty easy to download Leth's maps, but let's say you want to load a different map, like Dribble Challenge or another popular map like Rings 3 by DMC. Then for these maps, once again, there's an intermediate step we have to follow, because after all, we're not on Steam. So if you want to download a standard workshop map, then what you need to do is head over to the Steam workshop that I linked down in the description below and open up a tab for that in your browser. From here, search up the Rocket League workshop and then scroll down to whatever map you want to play. For our purposes, let's say we're looking for Rings 3. Now from here, what you want to do is, instead of subscribing like you normally would if you were playing on Steam, since we're on Epic, what we have to do instead is copy the website URL. Now we can go ahead and use the Steam Workshop map downloader, which is that last link in the description, to get the actual map files from this URL. So once we paste the URL from the Steam Workshop over into the map loader, what we can do is hit download, which will actually pull the map files from that link into a folder on our computer. From here, take whatever file you just downloaded onto your PC and hit extract all to move all these files into the map files folder on your PC. But wait, don't stop here and try to go open your map, because if you do this, you'll see the map actually doesn't load inside the custom map launcher. And unfortunately, I learned this the hard way. I spent 30 minutes trying to research what was going on, but for whatever reason, apparently when you click extract and you're extracting files from the Steam Workshop website, extracting the folder from your downloads to your map files is for whatever reason going to kill the folder. And so nothing will appear in your custom map loader. But luckily, I found an easy fix for this. All we have to do is recreate that Rings folder, label it Rings 3, for example, and then drag our component files from the map files folder into that newly created folder, so that way the custom app launcher recognizes what goes where. Once you do this, you should see Rings 3 in your custom app loader. You can hit load, and now everything should be good to go. Load up Underpass inside Rocket League, and Rings 3, or whatever map you downloaded, should pop up perfectly. So there you have it, guys. So hopefully, if you followed everything in here, you can now play workshop maps on any platform in Rocket League. Well, any platform except for console plays. Now, in all seriousness, guys, if this video did help you, please consider joining the small percentage of people sub to the channel. We're on the road to 200K, guys. Subbing is completely free, and you can always unsub whenever you want. Also, I'm going to be making a follow-up video listing out my top workshop maps in Rocket League. So if you're interested in knowing what maps are most important to help you improve, head over to the channel after this video and check that video out. But hey, the best way to get in contact with me is to talk to me when I go live every Sunday over on Twitch. Also, I've been posting a ton over on my Discord, Instagram, and TikTok, so make sure to go follow those to get in on future giveaways and other content. Once again, I have and always will give away my best content completely free, so if you did enjoy this video, all I ask is that you leave a like and maybe share it with a friend who needs to start hitting some workshop maps. But to those of us who train workshop maps regularly and who use this stuff to train smarter and not harder, to us I say, aerial car control is coming. Cheers, guys.